Assalamu alaikum. You can say salam as well if you want, because then the opening is going to come. You know the new opening? Doof,
doof. Oh, now I say salam as well?
We just say salam alaikum and we start. Yeah, we can actually say salam alaikum together.
Assalamu alaikum. And welcome back to How's Our Life,
the show where we show you what our lives are like
here in the holy city of Qom. This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And these are our kids,
Duha,
Musa,
and Zainab.
My husband was born and raised in England, and he wanted to learn about Islam, so he moved to Iran back in 2014.
And my wife was born and grew up in Canada. She always wanted to go to the Hausa.
So we said Bismillah, got married and made the move.
And our lives would never be the same again.
Okay, so what are the updates?
First things first, I took my vaccine, Alhamdulillah. So I took the Barakah, the Iranian vaccine, which I'm really proud to take, Alhamdulillah.
So it's nearly prayer time here. It's Saturday and I'm here at the Haram, and basically they are giving vaccines over here. So that's what I'm here to do, get my vaccine, do ziyarah, pray for the best inshallah.
He said that the person will be here soon to give me the vaccine inshallah. So yeah.
And the reason why I took it before anybody, you know, because I know that there's a lot of controversy surrounding the whole thing. Rahbar took it, the leader took it, and I know that some people might be saying, oh, this and that. I don't care. If the leader took it, that's the end of the story for me. End of story. Let's move on. Let's live life.
Can you explain what this is, Doha? Where is this place? Where are we?
So basically, you guess it's a really, like, where do you get this? I don't have to give at home. Why are you laughing? Is it funny?
No, nothing.
So basically, she gave us free drops, vitamin drops and iron drops. And vitamin drops are to be given like a little bit more than the iron drops. And to the child every day, they give for free.
Musa! Done! Woohoo! But she gave it really nice, by the way. I saw the way she gave it. شما بری خیلی زود خوب می School is the first place kids get sick, don't they?
Yeah.
Come on.
School started. Yeah, man. So we've been really worried because of paperwork and all of this and all of the tensions.
I was worried.
Because, like, I'm always doing research and stuff, right, about schools and stuff and everything. And then I'm just like, one day I told Muzaffar, hey, what she's doing? I was like, hey, Muzaffar, do you want to put Doha into school? And Muzaffar's like so happy because he's been wanting to put Doha to go to school. Like, he's been wanting her to go to school since she's like two. And I'm like, Muzaffar.
And I know what some of you might be thinking. She's too young. I mean, look at her. She can barely walk.
Are you serious?
But this is not Doha. This is Aya.
This is Zainab. He's changing her name.
I'm changing her name to Aya.
No. Her name is Zainab Asma Hedr Muzaffar.
Listen, guys, I'm in the holy city of Qom. If I say Zainab, there's like three sisters who just turn around and look in my direction. It's really awkward.
Four?
It's a beautiful name. I wish it. I was the only one to have it.
Anyway, so it's like a small little, what is it? It's like a big hall. We're going to show you the videos, inshallah, so we don't need to tell you guys.
Oh, where are you going?
Musa. Baby, I hate Musa.
No, you don't hate Musa.
I hate Musa.
You don't hate moose. Okay, where are you going, Noah?
Hey,
Jano. Where are we going?
We're going to school.
Yeah, we're going to school, inshallah. Be like Matilda.
Huh? My first day in school, we're so excited. I'm really nervous as a mom. I'm panicking, but inshallah we'll be fine. So we've just come to a mini school. It's not a school, you know, like when 4-year-olds start daycare. Not daycare, like a Mahdi Kudak, they call it in Farsi. So it's got like really nice games, they've got coloring, they're gonna teach us Quran, surahs.
Come in. Okay, now, okay, now, Doha, you were very nervous, weren't you? Well, okay, now this is your school. You got to be a very good girl, okay? You're going to be a good girl, inshallah. This is little school. This is for little children, okay?
It's a small one, but I think the small one is better because it's the first time.
But this isn't what we were expecting, right?
Yeah, we were expecting like a back home big school with like different classrooms. But can I be honest? I really like it. It's very homely.
Yeah. We were really worried actually. We were nervous that she wouldn't fit in. She wouldn't feel like, because she can't speak Farsi, right? So we thought it would be just like sitting in a classroom with lots of chairs and tables.
Yeah, so.
But actually, this is really really good because she'll feel comfortable, inshallah. Yes. These are your friends, okay? You got to talk to them in Farsi, okay? Salam. Say salam, Doha. Salam. Alright, go play.
We don't really go to school, we just come to the shop to get some juice. And the weird feeling right now, I'm not freaking out, but there's emotions of happiness. But you're just like, oh no, where's Doha? Like, I just turned around for a second because I'm so used to her, Doha, and I realized she's in school. And I don't know, it's such an emotional feeling. And you know the best part of the school, when they told us, oh, we're going to teach you Quran, we're going to teach you ahadith from the ahadith and stuff, and we're just like, mashallah, we are blessed to live in this holy city of home. So emotional.
Man, I was
really
emotional.
You know what you did, by the way? I wanted to tell you this.
What?
It was really embarrassing. I'm going to say it. We went to a juice shop after dropping the off. So the guy's making the juice and Muzaffar just like teary. He's like, hey, he says in Farsi, hey, do you know my daughter's going to school today? And he's just like, why are you telling me that? And then I could see like he was so emotional. He didn't want to tell the whole world.
It's really sad. Yeah, I never thought I'd become that guy, but yeah, it was really emotional.
It was emotional for me.
Subhanallah.
When I saw her, like, leaving her, I was like,
when did this happen? Like,
when did she grow up so much?
When did this happen? How is she going to school? Like,
and she loves it.
Six.
So basically, we're going to the market, and
so we've just come to Rangin Kaman right now, and we're having some food. So this place has some really good food places.
Fast food place, Iranian food, Italian food.
And on Wednesday nights, we like to just relax at home. But today, we've come here to eat out.
We haven't come out in days to eat because finances. You know, there are a lot of times, sometimes you really feel like going out, but you can't afford it. And yes, going out it's a bit expensive, so alhamdulillah I think we've come out after nearly like 2 months, like, to eat out properly. And honestly, you know what happens is when you go through some tough time finances, you know, we thought, okay, we need to be sensible now, we got 3 kids. I mean, there was a time where we had 3 kids, we didn't have any kids, and you know, we could like spend and we could aram se, we could easily eat without thinking that we need to buy nappies and milk. But once you have kids, you honestly me and Muzaffar have this policy, we don't stress about finances, but yes, sometimes you need to think practically that if I spend so much on food, is it what's going to happen and stuff. We are not really much like that, but still, you have to be sensible sometimes. So I think we came out after days, months, and it feels nice occasionally going out.
Right now, I'm trying to find the card for the bus. I'm going on the bus.
this is the card that you make, and then you just get on the bus and tell how many people are going on the bus, and then you swipe the card after you're done the ride.
So where do you get the card made?
You get the card made opposite the haram. There's a place called Quran-e-Itrat. Opposite there, there's a little bus station.
Quran-e-Itrat is that hospital place?
Yeah.
Wait, so near there?
So we have come here to a really big and old fruit market, fruits and vegetables market. It's in Mutahari. So this is a place where a lot of the, you know, Talibe students and actually people who maybe, you know, cannot afford to buy fruits and vegetables from really big supermarkets come here and buy. Honestly, it's really economical because me and Muzaffar, when we initially came to Qom, we used to buy from here. Remember, Muzaffar?
Yeah, way back. I forgot this place existed.
Yeah, me and was, because we didn't have kids, you know, we had nothing. We had a bike, drive here, get everything, come back. But recently, because of the kids, it's really tiring to come all the way here. Okay, you know what? Even if we do have the money, let's budget now, because we need to budget. It's really important. Otherwise, you know, it's gonna get scary. Let's go. But still, tawakkal Allah. We still have. We're still relaxed already. We're just telling you that. We're getting cucumbers. They're 10 tuman per kilo around like the big supermarket. I think it's around 14 or 15 or 16 tuman. It's like 5-4 tuman cheaper. That is really cool. Red onions, and I got a really spicy green chilies. Can you get it here?
Okay.
Really good.
Doha, look at all those watermelons. Wow, look at all those watermelons, Doha.
So we're going to every area where they got like cheap stuff. Stocking up just doesn't make sense to me.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I just should like get like a kilo or two and then just, do you know what I mean? You're enjoying it? It's so cool. It's cheap. When it's cheap, my heart goes happy.
Okay.
We're like opposite people. Oi, message. It's got 51 for one throw. We don't want to throw. Did you do it, Doha?
Say sorry, Doha. Bye, actually, Doha. Oh, you're not trying then?
I think I got all the vegetables and stuff for a week for 100 tuman. If I went to a supermarket and stuff, it would cost me around 200.
Yeah.
Double. For sure,
yeah.
For sure. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I was gonna say 300, but.
Nah, 200.
Yeah.
It's not that bad for big supermarkets. But I think big supermarkets are meant to be like that, right?
Yeah.
It's for the rich people. And
it's because you come from Canada, I come from the UK. We're really used to convenience stores.
Rich people, they don't go to supermarkets like crazy. Most of the people, I'm always seeing there's in these shops.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, let's go. So we've come to the supermarket now. So obviously the stuff here looks more like, you know, nicely packed here, pretty looking. But of course there is a price difference between them. I don't know, tuman, 2 tuman difference.
Let me go.
We got some bread. I think they haven't changed the prices here yet. As far as I know, the new breads are 25 tuman. This is 15. I'm not sure yet if they've changed the prices, or if they haven't,
okay.
I'm happy.
Alright. Really,
you want to help me? We made an apple pie.
Me and Muzaffar made, on our weekend, we decided to make an apple pie.
Can you open it and tell me if it's done?
Be careful. Is it done?
Oh,
they're very hot.
Apple pie is ready.
That's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed and benefited from the show. Inshallah, do leave your comments, your thoughts, your queries, your questions, whatever. Inshallah, we'll try to get to it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
کسی ندیدم اینجا. Wherever you are.